question of doing it, and I enjoy to do it. You asked me to say goodbye, and really, excuse me, but I can't. I can't understand it yet. I don't feel it yet because I can't believe it.
Yeah, I think everybody feels a certain numbness about it.
That's a whole problem. What do you think, Steve?
Well, to actually think that we won't be here tomorrow, that's unbelievable.
I can't understand. Laying in my bed tomorrow and feel that the ship is not on sea anymore. It's out of the waters. It's over. I can't believe it.
Come in and say something, Derek. Well, I'm just very sad.
Now we're laughing, but tomorrow it will be over.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking about, really, you know.
It seems amazing that after all this time, it's not as if we're taking anything from anybody, but you were giving a radio station.
We know thieves or murderers.
Well, if
all the people listening now send letters to all of us, to all these jockeys and to me and to... Who's in there? To Derek, to John, and to Dave, and to Steve, and Andy, and so on, and so on, and so on. And if, come on in.
Hi.
This is Mr. Van Herman, who...
The man who did everything for us to make it real, to make it happen.
Yeah, and he's 10 years older than this time.
Shut up!
God help me, you can get over it.
Little listener, you can see how big and fat he is, isn't he? Maybe 300 pounds, is it?
Yeah.
Martin Stevens snapping photos at the back here.
Say, John, you're dreaming. What's happening to you?
No, I'm not dreaming. I'm very sad to think that it's all over. But that's life, you know. Tomorrow's a new day. Perhaps it won't be such a nice day without Atlantis.
John is not looking as a DJ. He's looking a bit... he's dreaming, boys. Dave Owen is coming. Come on, Dave.
Hello. Yeah, it's a real drug, isn't it?
Fire out.
Fire out, yeah. When are you going to make a record called Fire Out?
Excuse me for... when my English is not so good, because I'm not an Englishman. I'm a Dutch farmer, you know. A Flemish farmer.
Flemish farmer.
Buster. Yeah. Hello, Buster, how are you?
No, that was the day after, actually.
Was it? Oh, something else.
That's the thing, Adrian, you know. I mean, how does somebody like Buster, you know, who listens to us
I want to see Buster now we are closing down.
Well, you have to see him now, yeah.
Buster said to me before I came out this time that he would have nothing to do when the station closed down. All he could do was to tune into one from Italy. We all know which that one is.
Yeah. I hope the listeners don't think that we're letting them down at all, you know, because really, if there was any way in which we could have continued on the ship, I'm sure that Adrian would have taken that.
Right, because I know Mr. Van Herman knows very well how many problems we had now for tendering to pass the customs and so on. It's really, been really very, very difficult, and we didn't see any chance anymore to go on. And believe me on that, when we have a chance to go on, we're going to do it, isn't it?
But most of the stations are in it to make money.
Everybody, isn't it?
Yeah. But this station is a gift to the people.
Yeah.
And it's only a shame that the government wants to take that gift back from you.
The first of September, we're coming into the harbour of Vlissingen. Even me and all the Flemish DJ jockeys and the English DJ jockeys, everybody will be on board to say goodbye to the people.
Yeah.
And we'll stay there, let's say, half afternoon.
That would be fantastic. That would be great.
Yeah. Let's say we'll be staying till 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon to say goodbye to all the people.
And to meet the listeners, eh?
And to meet all listeners. And we hope that everybody is coming in to see us goodbye. It is coming to see us and to say goodbye to us.
Radio Atlantis. It's a blast.
Andy's just come into the studio now. They're all boozing it up in the Cas Bar, aren't they?
They certainly are, yes. That Heineken's going a long way.
Real boozer.
Especially that Johnny Walker Heineken, I can tell you. Anyway, what I would like to say at this point in time, actually, is thank you very, very much to a few of the people that have worked for Atlantis over the past, well, let's see, particularly the past 8 months, but also the past year and a bit, the year and 1.5 months, in fact. Let's start off like this. Let's say hello to the people that have supplied tape programs for the international service. People like Scott Mitchell, who've done an excellent job with his Gabby Hernaldez and Mal Go show,
yeah.
His My Mirror Fair, and Rob Day, Michael O, and his soul show, Ray Warner, and also Dave Townsend with the synthesizer experience.
Can't even say it, can you?
Synthesizer experience. Well, I've been at the Heineken too, you know. Let's thank Dave Johns over there in London for his excellent work going around the record companies and getting us all the records that we need for the ship here. Let's thank people like Jim Code, Michael Holloway, who came out to the ship, even though it was only for a short time. Thank Buster for his excellent work logging the station. Buster, in fact, keeps a log about 24 hours a day. I don't know how he manages it, but he does. He keeps a log of Atlantis' broadcasts. And thank you very much, Buster, for your signal strength readings and all sorts of things that we've had from you in the past. Let's run over a few more names. Martin Stevens, who's taken photographs. Trevor, our generator. The captain and crews on the Onrust and the Jacomina, and also on the Holland and the England, who supplied us before the Onrust and the Jacomina. We're thanking Tom Barker and Don Scott for their excellent technical work. We'll thank R&I, Radio Caroline, Radio Veronica, for their broadcasts over the past years. Thanking Steve, Debbie.
Thank you.
Dave Rogers, Dave Owen, yours truly, Andy Addison, Derek, John, and also Linda on board here. Let's thank Adrian and Janine, Bonnie and Jerry, Tony Houston, Fred van der Bos, Lou van Capellen, Moses van der Berg, Tony van der Velde, Theo van der Velde, I beg your pardon, Frank van Bruin, Victor van Rijn and Rob Ronda, Ely Prince, Peter de Vries, Mona, Mr. Galaxy and Christian in the office there, Sheriff and Dumb and Franz Reinders, who used to organise the Shore Things here on Atlantis before Vonnie and Jerry came, Crispian St. John, I think the first voice you heard when the ship first came out, Johnny Dwyer, former disc jockey, Dean and Rapp, and Eddie Austin, who came out for a little while. In fact, Ada's wife has just had a little baby girl. That's rather good news, isn't it?
We just heard it.
That was today, wasn't it, I think?
Yeah, we just heard it 10 minutes before we came on with the final hour.
And finally, let's thank Ivor Stamp and anybody else that I've forgotten. but most of all, I think we ought to thank Ada and Janine for supplying us with such a wonderful radio station and giving me, and I think everybody else on the ship, perhaps the most... Oh, well, the most wonderful part of our lives. Thank you very, very much indeed. And let's also thank Terry Davis. Terry, in fact, was on the ship about, I think, 2 weeks, wasn't he?
Oh, gosh, yeah, he was on for 2 weeks. Very kindly stood in for us.
But, wow, I mean, didn't he do some work in 2 weeks?
And he can sing, which is more than can be said for Andy or I or even Dave Owen.
Well, I can't even hum properly or whistle. Well, that sounds awful if I whistle, actually. But anyway, Terry, thank you very, very much.
You sound awful anyway.
And thank you, Steve. You do too. Thank you very much, Terry. And here's a little bit of Terry's production, just to show you how hard he worked while he was on the ship.
If you're feeling sad and lonely, we've got something good. It's just for you. Every evening through till morning, it's the sound of 312. It's Atlantis, plays more music for lovers and friends. So far away, and Atlantis will be with you. At night time, through the day. And through all your waking hours, in the town and in the country too, on the sea 12 miles off Belgium, the sound of 312. It's Atlantis, plays more music for lovers and friends, for people like you, and Atlantis will be with you.
Derek Jones. That's Ship Ahoy and the OJs on the final hour of Radio Atlantis. And Gertie said goodbye in my show, but she wants to say goodbye again, don't you, Gert? Right. Jolly good. One of the people that we haven't mentioned so far, I don't think we've mentioned him. Oh, yes, we have. Andy mentioned him, didn't he? Is Michael O. And I'm going to really blow the gap on Michael O, because in case you didn't know, Michael O is in fact AJ Burns. I'm sure that you knew that by now. And here's a special message that AJ sent to us.
Radio Atlante.
Michael O's soul show's on the go. Michael O's soul show's on the go. Every week on Atlantis Radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the time has come also for yours truly, Michael O, to bid you all a final goodbye on Radio Atlantis. I am very grateful to the people both on board and in the office who made it possible for me to become associated with Radio Atlantis. I hope you liked the programs which we produced, or some of them. If you did, I am sure you won't forget us. And I, for one, I won't forget you. But also, I'm very confident that in the very near future, you will hear familiar Atlantis voices on your radio again. In closing, I would like to thank Adrian von Lonsfeld and his wife Janine, Steve and Debbie England, Fonny and Jerry in Vlissingen, Fred von der Bos, Dave Rogers, in fact, all the lads on the ship, and our colleagues at Oostburg. From yours truly, Michael O, it's goodbye on Atlantis.
Radio Atlantis.
There we go, that's Michael O's new Revox which he's got. Did you know he's got a new Revox? Hey? They're not listening at all. Are you listening to the radio? You tuned to some other station?
That's right, yeah.
Some party we've got going on. Everybody shout yeah then.
Yeah!
Oh, God, dead lost they are, I don't know. Anyway, one thing that you might not have known is that AJ has become a bit of a jingle singer yet, but Pam's haven't offered him a contract yet, but here's some of the things which he's done for us.
David Owens on the air, on Atlantis every day, playing music that you like in the medium wave. So don't think about your problems, let the sun into your life, tune in to David Owen now. There was Andy Anderson on Radio Atlantis. He sits in the chair a while and offers long he'd miss. Il n'y a que Andy Anderson. Debbie England on Radio Atlantis. Come on, it joins the fun. Right here. Atlantis. How's it? Or in 1958. There was a wee ship searching for war. And then, surprise, surprise, the Danes at Radio Bancor. That's good. And then the Danes just squeezed under Dutch. They all were pirates, so plenty, so much. And Belgium too, and now you're all set for the ship. I'll let you go up the North Sea. We're diggers, from Battlestone, 312. Since you thought you'd heard the end of it all, you'd better change your mind. For England soon heard a new station call. A one-line sounds in its time. Big L 266. Radio D9O, the woman's magazine of the air. And then came Adrian von Lonsfeld. And he found himself a boat. The music's in the air. For you. On 312. And then came Adrian von Lonsfeld.
Hi there, my name's Dave Owen, and it's time for me to say my goodbye. And 6 months ago, it all happened for one Dave Owen. Back in February, I was one of the lucky few that joined Radio Atlantis. And if you've never seen an offshore radio station before, there are a few things that you might not realise. Radio Atlantis is actually broadcast from a boat, you see. A real boat at that, and it goes up and down. Not too obvious, maybe, because after all, your transistor radio doesn't go up and down, does it? Just a small community of people living together with one aim, to broadcast Radio Atlantis. I hope that we brought just a small amount of pleasure to your lives, and maybe we might meet again. So for the last time, it's the time to say, if you're well at the moment, stay well. If you're unwell, get well. Keep on smiling, and see you soon.
just believe in me. Look on me. That's reality. Dream is over. What can I say?
Maybe we'll see each other someday.
This is from yours truly, Dave Owen. Maybe we might meet again sometime, somewhere. Until then, Dave Owen wishing you a very good goodbye. And don't forget those times we played that.
Music. Dave Owen?
Not him.
Who? What? Well, Dave Owen presenting...
And our thanks to Dave Owen there, who's done some marvellous breakfast shows. Oh, well, get him off. No, get him off. Oh, I see, right. They're all a load of drunken louts in the other room, aren't they?
Happy to think they are, you know.
Would you like another glass of milk, Steve?
Have another glass of milk.
Have a glass of water,
go on,
please, Andy.
Glass of milk.
Not that, wait, not that much.
What's wrong?
God, where's Andy? Oh, it's really crazy in the studio. I've got a glass here, and I guess it's almost full. Of orange juice. Oh, they've all come in for it. Anyway, one of them... No, well, look, you can pour some out of my glass. Andy got a bit over-ambitious then. I think he wants... No, I can't, not without Coca-Cola. No, there's no room for Coca-Cola. Anyway... Oh, great. Two drops of Coca-Cola. Listen, if we can get ourselves a little bit together here, Andy. I was going to say hello to all the guys on the other stations who we've met and who've been really quite good friends to us, actually. It's funny that there's hardly any rivalry between the stations out here on the sea, is there?
That's very true, actually. We're all sort of in it together, so to speak.
We're all a load of rogues. And one of the things which I remember the best is how complimentary the people have been about our station. It's really very, very nice of them. A lot of the people like Graham Gill and so on, word has reached us, you know, that they really appreciate what we're doing, which is really far out, I think.
It really is, actually.
Ah, got the photograph, eh?
Yeah, I don't know. I should have combed my hair today.
Anyway, let's thank all of those people, as people on Caroline, people on Radio North Sea. Wish them all the very best for the future, and also thank, I think, Veronica, who's been around for 15 years.
Well, 15
I think
years.
Without them, really, I mean, it would have been a bit strange indeed, don't you think so? I mean, nobody would have got the idea of setting up a station off this coast if Veronica hadn't tried it first.
That's probably quite true.
Well, we might have been the first if they hadn't been around.
Try and get rid of them, won't you?
Oh, we're only kidding, actually. So really, there's only one thing to do, and that is to hand over to John Harding. Let him take over the seat.
And then, are you ready?
Here's Johnny! Right here.
John Harding. Radio Atlantis has been for me a way of life during the past 4 months. For years I'd wanted to work on board an offshore radio station. Atlantis gave me the chance to fulfill that ambition. I'd like to thank the listeners and staff, both on board and on shore, for the privilege of being part of a large and happy family. It's one of those things we decided that we should all tell of an amusing incident that happened to us or one of our fellows on board the MV Janine, and to me one of the funniest must have been, well, it involved four people who are no longer working for the station. Those were Ivor Stamp, James Rafferty, Dean Croson and Rob Day, and it happened one evening, or should I say early one morning. Raff and Dean decided to tie up Rob Day with nylon rope, and they then, Dean and Raff tied him up so that both his hands and his feet were tied together, and they then threw him into bed with Ivor, who was trying to get a good night's rest, and if you could have been there, you'd have seen it was really very amusing.
Have fun this weekend where the action is.
Radio Atlantis.
This is my final record, Bob Dylan number, sung for you by the Birds.
John Harding, as I sit here with my big glass of whiskey, I don't know. A few times we've had whiskey on board as well. Well, the time is ticking away now. It's 23 minutes before 7 o'clock in the final hour of Radio Atlantis. And it really is nice to have your company on this final hour. Thanks very much for picking us. It's really very nice to see you there. Or to know that you're there, rather. Everybody's in the Casbah, what we call the Casbah at the moment, which is the front of the bridge. If you've seen a picture of the ship, it's where all the windows are. I'm sitting here in the studio. They're banging on the walls. Keep that noise down, will you? Terrible neighbours to have, I don't know. Anyway, I just wanted to pop in here and say thanks again. We can't really thank anybody enough. For all the Flemish disc jockeys, for all their tapes, and also Christiane, and everybody who worked at the office. And also the people at Mouse Music as well. Because I remember the very first time that I came across, Andy and I had slept on the floor of Mouse Music. And it was so early in the morning that we came across and we were so tired that we lay down on their floor on the tile.
Was your actual coat in your...
No.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Oh, no, stop it. You just wait till this show's over, I'll get it.
Oh, well, there you are.
I got coke all over my arm, all over me.
Listen here, you take one of these.
Yes, I had one last week. Didn't cure me, Doc.
Oh, I don't know, all these generator engineers. Well, you're mad. What I was saying before was...
Get out!
What I was saying before was that Andy and I... Is Andy there? Maybe Andy can come in and... is he here? Do you remember that time when we slept on the floor of Mouse Music?
Oh, yes, it was very enjoyable, Steve.
Not to get...
Well, you're floating.
No, I mean about the pile of the carpet was unbelievable. It was like sleeping on a mattress, wasn't it?
It was lovely.
Very luxurious. Actually, all of the places are luxurious.
Actually, when I got up off the floor after sleeping there for the night, or was it the morning? The early morning, in fact, we slept there, because we arrived in very, very early in the morning.
That's right, the very first time I came over.
Jeff and Dom brought us over, in fact, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right, in his big Mercedes.
Yes, so hi to Gerard, if he's listening in right now.
Yeah.
And we slept on Mouse Music carpet, and I got up afterwards, and all my hair was covered in this white sort of fluffy stuff from the
like
carpet.
Like you had dandruff, eh?
Oh, it was awful.
But going on with what we were saying before, if anybody's listening in England at the moment and you can get on the Townsend ferry tomorrow, I guess we'll be in the harbour of Vlissingen tomorrow during the afternoon.
I think we arrive about 10 actually, but of course it's very difficult to say exactly how long it'll take to lift the anchor up and that sort of thing.
Yes,
it's very difficult to know.
Derek Jones hasn't got that many muscles, you know.
We're going to let Linda do it, you know.
No comment. Hey, listen, we've got something here from Adrian announcing in Flemish that Atlantis is to enter the harbour in the time and so on and so forth. And then after that, we'll be going over to Dave Rogers. So stand by for Dave's final few words to you. Well, not actually the final few words, because we'll be saying a couple of words. It's a goodbye message. But Dave's going to spin his last disc. So stand by for Dave right after this, eh?
It's a blast!
Van Radio Atlantis, dit is Adriaan van Lanschot, de eigenaar van het station. Het spijt ons ten eerste dat wij moeten stoppen, maar het kan niet anders. De moeilijkheden zijn te groot voor het ogenblik. En op zondag 1 september, tussen omstreeks 10 uur in de morgen, komen wij aan met het schip in Vlissingen. Alle Engelse DJ's en Vlaamse DJ's, als ook alle medewerkers, ik en mijn vrouw, we zullen er allemaal aanwezig zijn en we vragen aan alle luisteraars, zowel Nederlandse als Vlaamse luisteraars, en alle luisteraars, alle mensen die hier vertoonlijk luisteren, dat ze in grote getalen zouden opkomen om ons nog een laatste verhaal te zeggen in Vlissingen, in de haven.
Adrian, this is Dave Rogers now in the hot seat, and believe this or believe it or not, I'm feeling very nervous at the moment, actually. That's absolutely true. Now, we've all been instructed by the programme director to relate a funny story on the air, you see. And the funniest one I can think of, which connects myself and Steve together, if you'll pardon the expression.
Oh, yeah.
was that time we tried to completely freak out Dave Owen. This studio, it backs onto another studio, which is in fact the newsroom, and one day we thought, right, okay, we'll try and really blow Dave Owen's mind. So we went into the newsroom.
We got it all set up beforehand, didn't we, that we were going to have a massive argument.
Yeah, that's right. We had this really heated argument in an hour. We're really shouting at the top of our voices at each other, swearing and... Were we throwing
We thought it was going to be really a laugh, and we stormed off, and I told you to get off the ship, and you told me to get off the ship, and you said you were going to throw me overboard.
I was doing a Crispin St. John. I was threatening to go off on the next tender. I'm going off on the next tender! And I went storming down the stairs, and Steve came storming after me. And poor Dave, it really freaked him out completely. You know, he had to go off the air eventually because he was so depressed by it all.
Actually,
he believed
it backfired on us because we all felt so depressed afterwards for making him so depressed for a joke.
Yeah, that's how it worked out. But looking back at that, it was quite funny. In fact, we went so far as to actually make it up. In front of Dave, didn't we? You know,
we
said, well, I'm sorry I argued with you, Steve. You know, it was my fault. I shouldn't have started arguing. We really played it out to the very end.
What did Dave Owen think of it, though?
Yeah, what did you think about
that? Let me see now. At the time, I was really, really depressed about it. Goodness knows what.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't realise it would cause... quite an impression, such an impression on you, you see.
Yeah, I know. It's really weird. I mind you now, it's quite amusing, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, man, do you freak out? I've got enough time, so...
Yeah.
Sorry, man. Wow, gee whiz, freaky, man.
Well, anyway, that's my little story, and time now for me to say my final goodbye. All the thank yous have been said, basically. Once again, well, thank you, obviously, to Adrian for starting the station, and to everybody who's been involved with the station, and also to everybody who's still involved with the station. Thank you all very much indeed. To everybody who's written in, to people who regularly listen to the programmes, thank you all. And now from me, Dave Rogers, bye-bye, take care of yourselves, and God bless. Bye-bye. To underestimate them during the past months. They've done all the tough work in the field of washing clothes and doing all the cooking and all that sort of thing, and they've had the mickey taken out of them quite often, but now they've got their chance to get their own back. Debbie and Linda, it's all yours.
Thank you, Dave. No, actually, all joking apart, it's really been a fantastic 7 months for me, and also for Linda. Really, we've enjoyed it very much, although it's been hard work at times, I think, don't you, Linda?
Yeah, I do.
And I've really been very grateful for all of you putting up with me on the air, because I suppose I've done quite a bit in a way, and I'm not a real disc jockey, you know, only a pretend one. Anyway, it's very, very nice of you to send all the letters that you have, and it's been very encouraging indeed. Thanks very much indeed. Actually, we've got a funny story to tell you, because we've all been ordered to tell a funny story. So we thought we'd tell you about the time, I think you all know about this, actually, when we lost our anchor a few months ago. I think it was at the beginning of June, and we had some very high seas at the time, eights and nines. It was really quite rough, and we lost our anchor and started to drift into shore. And that night, well, everybody was feeling a bit seasick, but we thought we'd better make some dinner, you know. I mean, that's our job after all. So what do we make, Linda? I can't remember. Well, probably chip and chips on this place. I think that might, yes, it could have been.
Yeah. And we had a bit of rough weather, didn't we?
Yes, a lot of rough weather.
And all the flats and all over the floor. And we stood up the next day trying to cook the stew on the stove. It was our feet sliding from one way and us going the other way.
It was very, very funny, actually. It's a bit like a Laurel and Hardy film, I think. I think if I could think of a title for the film, it would be Laurel and Hardy make some stew, I think. It was very funny indeed.
It wasn't funny at the time, but now it's really...
Yes. It was... but anyway, really, we've had a fantastic time on here, and we're very glad that, well, everybody's accepted us and not put us down because we're girls. And really, I don't think we could have wished to work with a nicer bunch of people. Thanks very much, especially to Adrian and Janine, of course, and also to Joey and Vonnie, who have been absolutely fantastic. And here's our record to you all. I think it's rather appropriate. It's from the Carpenters.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played, I'd sing along. It made me smile. Those were such happy times, and not so long ago.
Funny story that happened to yours truly, Andy Anderson, on the MS Janine here, Radio Atlantis.
Well, you see, we have a ship-to-shore link with Bonnie at Flitchingen, and one night we were talking to her, and she said, oh, I can't hear you very well, you see. She doesn't talk like that, actually. She says, I can't hear you very well. Sounds like you're talking through a long tube. And of course we weren't, you see. So in fact, what we did is we went out on the deck and we got a very, very long tube, some 4 meters long, and each one of us in turn spoke to Vonnie through this long tube, this long tube, about 2 inches in diameter, you see, this long plastic tube. And she said, oh, much worse, dear, much worse. That was one little funny thing. Another little funny thing was when we locked John in his cabin, all sorts of bits of wood and things to stop him getting out. And eventually we let him out, you see. And he went up to do his show. And while he was out doing his show, we, in fact, unscrewed his door hinges. So when he came down, he went in his cabin and his door fell off his hand. Wasn't very nice at all. In fact, later on that night, we did another nasty thing to him. In fact, we stole his pyjamas and we hid them in the deep freeze. He couldn't find them anywhere, I'll tell you. Anyway, from Andy Anderson, it's been nice being here. It's been fun broadcasting to you these 8 months, I think it is, that we've had the MS Chenin. I hope to see you around in the future, and I'll leave you with this record. Gladys Knight and the Pips, and this is Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye.
Running out of time now. In fact, I think we're going to overrun. Ah, oh! Dave Rogers is massaging me. I've heard about these parlors, but anyway, we're all
explain it's your shoulders, I think.
My shoulders, yes. Anyway, we're all in the studio now for the last few moments of Radio Atlantis, and first of all, we'll call on Derek to say a few words. Derek's coming in from the back here, and.
Hi Steve, well, and everybody out there, a few whiskies later, and a couple of bottles of Coke.
Yes.
I would just like to say, well, thanks to everyone for all they've done anyway, and, well, all I can say again is take care, God bless you all, and hope to see you all soon. Bye.
Thanks very much, Derek. And now, John, is John at the back there somewhere? I don't know.
Yes.
Is he equally as drunk?
Just about. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
I'll just say cheerio to you, and remember one thing, be yourself. Goodbye.
Right. Beautiful. Right on. And now, where have we got the girls somewhere here? There's Debbie. Come on here, Debbie.
Okay. Once again, thank you very much for everything, all your letters and everything. And God bless from me. Bye-bye.
And who else have we got? We've got Linda. Lovely Linda here.
Yeah, I'd just like to say goodbye. That's all I think.
Well, that sounds like a good thing to say at this moment. Andy's here too as well.
Well, I'd like to say goodbye. Thanks for everything, everybody who's written into us. And I think that Atlantis will remain in the memories of people for a long, long time to come.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope so. Thank you very much, Andy. And actually, it's really stupid here. I'm kneeling down. And for a final person, who have we got but the Mass Archer himself? No, we've got Dave Owen first. Hang on, Dave. Sorry, I forgot about you. I couldn't see you.
I'm so small, you see. Yeah, thanks very much, everybody. Thanks very much for all the letters. Thanks very much for listening. And I do hope that we meet somewhere else. So a very goodbye from yours truly, Dave Owen. See you soon.
Thanks a lot. And Dave?
And a final goodbye from me.
Oh, that's not very nice, really.
They've spilt Coke all over it.
I'm most annoyed about that, actually.
Go and
thump him. I don't know what to say. Because I've just washed my hair, you see. What is it, Coca-Cola?
I think so, yeah.
That's very disturbing, isn't it? I'm quite stuck for words.
It rubs your teeth, but not your hair.
No, seriously, bye-bye from me, and thank you for listening, and thank you for putting up with my shows. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much. And now for a final few words, let's go over to the owner of Radio Atlantis, Mr. Radio and Fanland Scott. But just before that, I think I would sum it up if I said, for everybody, the last 8 months have been a real gas, and we just hope that you've got as much pleasure out of it and as much of a blast out of it as we did. And now, Adrian.
Say goodbye. Goodbye to all the listeners. Goodbye to all my friends. Goodbye to all the people who helped to make the station real fact. Goodbye to everybody. We're closing down soon and excuse us. We did our best. We can't say this in words. We don't have words to say it. Nobody can understand it. We feel it all done. This was a tremendous offer of all these jockeys, the English these jockeys and the Flemish these jockeys, and everybody said, listen, we want to go on without any money. But if we saw a chance to go on, we really should go on, but it was impossible. I think lots of listeners are crying now, lots of friends of ours, friends of the first hour, we all know them. We received their letters and their cards and everything. And they made us very happy, and now we have to make them unhappy. It's not our fault. We didn't make a mistake. I don't know what kind of mistake we made, but we have to close against all the problems, and be very sad to say goodbye. This is Adrian for Lansford, and for the last time I say goodbye, and we're closing down now.